What the project is really doing is showing teachers how to use data to make decisions about targeting teaching for individual students, and targeting the teaching where the kids are most ready to learn. We're actually not showing the teachers how to teach, just how to use data to make decisions so that if they can target the intervention with the kids where they're most ready to learn, we get quite dramatic changes in the kids' learning. Well, in our first set of 20 schools, we saw quite remarkable changes in the years 3 and 4 in the middle years of primary school. We didn't know for some time how good the results were until we could benchmark it against changes in the statewide testing program. And then we began to see that the average gains were better than 3 times the state average gain, and in one school, better than 5 times the state average gain. Then we started to seriously start considering what was it that was doing this, and that's how we put in the application for the research grant now, so that over a long period of time, working with both the State Department and the Catholic Education Office, we'll be looking over a period of 5 years to see if we can identify precisely what leads to these dramatic gains and to sustain them. The other question that we placed in our application for the grant was, not only can we identify the factors that are doing this, can we sustain it over a long period of time, but can we scale up to perhaps even statewide level? At the moment, we're definitely working with the Northern Metropolitan Region, definitely working with Gippsland, Ballarat, Bendigo, Southern Regions have all made requests to come on board, perhaps in 2010. Western I have not yet had time to speak to. So as we begin to spread out, it could well go statewide. What we've done is set up inside schools a structure that we call professional learning teams. Actually, they already exist in most schools, and we've given a structure and an agenda to these professional learning teams to meet and given them data to discuss and explore and to make decisions. We've tried to teach teachers to work at what we'd call the level of evidence rather than the level of inference, that is, what evidence they've got for learning, rather than drawing conclusions about kids' learning, about what they understand, for example. So we set that up in the schools, and we then work with a team leader. And this is probably the only way that we can scale it up rather than trying to work with 20,000 teachers. We will work with groups of team leaders and train them to train teachers back in the schools. If we can show teachers how to use the data constructively with individual kids, and if we can take the same strategies that we've been developing with our pilot schools and the study that we're undertaking at the moment, I think we can show teachers how to use the NAPLAN data to improve every kid's performance. It has a role to play. It would be part of a large system of changes that the government is introducing in schools, most of which are aimed in the end game at lifting literacy and numeracy results. So together with the technology that they're putting into schools, the regeneration projects of building new schools, revamping the facilities, the what we'd call the network model, where principals are making collaborative decisions about groups of schools, not individual schools. The system of teaching and learning coaches that are now operating within the school system, the literacy coaches, the numeracy coaches that teachers have access to. So while we're working with teachers and team leaders in schools to show them how to use data, it's these people and these projects that will actually give them information about how to teach and with what resources they use We're only really focusing on what the kids need to learn.